This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. 20 states and the District of Columbia now have medical marijuana programs. New York State is one of the only in the Northeast that does not. The state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, has opposed it until this year. NPR's Margo Adler reports that he has now reversed his position with a program that will be very different from those in other states.
New York would have the most restrictive policy in the country. It would be a research program under strict federal guidelines. Attempts to create a medical marijuana law have failed to get through the New York State Senate for years. So now Governor Cuomo is bypassing the legislature. He is taking an executive action in support of medical marijuana by revising a 1980 law allowing marijuana for research. Here he is in his State of the State last week.
We'll establish a program allowing up to 20 hospitals to prescribe medical marijuana, and we will monitor the program to evaluate the effectiveness and the feasibility of a medical marijuana system.
Governor Cuomo knows his constituents. Some polls show 80% of New Yorkers support medical marijuana, Democrats and Republicans. Doctors are divided. Some say medical use of marijuana is untested. Republican State Senator Dean Skelos, the majority leader, has opposed medical marijuana in the past. His office told NPR he is not commenting until more details emerge.
Shouldn't New York have the best medical marijuana program in the country?
Yes! But advocates who want access to it have been writing letters, talking to the media, and they staged a rally in Albany a few days ago. Kate Hinz brought her daughter, who suffers from a rare form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. Some have found that a strain of marijuana without THC, the ingredient that gets you high, effective in lessening what can be multiple seizures every day.
I pray that you are never forced to witness your child seizing hour after hour for sometimes days or weeks, that you never have to watch them turn blue and gasp for air.
Critics say the governor's plan won't treat conditions like Dravet syndrome. They argue that under the 1980 New York law, you can only use marijuana grown at a research farm run by the National Institute on Drug Abuse at the University of Mississippi, or you can get marijuana seized by law enforcement. Gabriel Saya of the Drug Policy Alliance says this is a problem because in places like Maine and Colorado,
they're growing over 100 different strains of marijuana for patients so they can find the right kind of medicine for their needs. So there's a big question here. Where is the marijuana going to come from? What will the protocols be?
Other critics say the real problem is that marijuana is still a Schedule I illegal drug under federal law. Why should hospitals be willing to participate? Assemblyman Richard Godfrey, chair of the New York State Assembly's Health Committee, told public radio station WNYC,
"The Justice Department has said they're not going to prosecute people who are acting under a strong state medical marijuana law, but that is a very different question from whether the FDA and the Medicare system and others will work with a hospital that is essentially violating federal law."
Dr. Nirav Shah is the New York State Commissioner of Health, and he has answers to all the questions and critics. He says they will use the federal farm in Mississippi, and when asked if they will grow enough marijuana, he said volume is not the issue since this is a research protocol. In other words, it would start slow. As for when the program could start,
"We should have it up and running within a year."
Hospitals will participate, he says, because they won't be violating federal law.
"We're going to stay strictly within federal guidance, and that way not imperil any federal funds for any institutions that might participate."
And while the several hospitals I called said it was premature to respond, Shaw says he's already heard from more than a dozen institutions.
"I had unsolicited phone calls from many hospital CEOs saying, we want to know more about what it is, but sign us up. And most recently, our conversations with the hospital associations in New York State suggest that there is interest."
Of course, research protocols and clinical trials often take years. It's not clear what medical conditions will be covered under the law and when. So parents like Kate Hinz may find New York's new program too restrictive and too slow. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.